Now, digital currencies have been in the news a lot recently. Some banks have stopped customers using credit cards to buy cryptocurrencies amidst concerns that they could run up too much debt. Last month, a family was actually held at gunpoint over a type called bitcoins. And here to give us the lowdown on this latest currency, bitcoins, is our go-to tech guru and angel investor, Peter Cowley.
Hello.
Peter, what is a cryptocurrency?
A cryptocurrency, put simply, is a digital currency which doesn't have banknotes or coins, or a virtual currency, but it's encrypted.
So okay.
That's a very simplified version.
So what is a Bitcoin then?
So Bitcoin is what is the first cryptocurrency that was invented by a lady, chap, or a group of people called Satoshi Nakamoto back in 2009. And it was invented using blockchains, which we'll come to later. There are 1,400 or so different cryptocurrencies available at the moment, but Bitcoin is by far the best known one. Bitcoins have been mined for about 10 years, and so they are in quite common usage.
Okay, we're talking about what actually Bitcoin is. Are we talking about data here? Is a Bitcoin a packet of data?
Yes. So the point about the cryptocurrencies is that they're a public ledger. So basically all transactions that ever occurred are in the public domain. So anybody can see that. And the Bitcoin itself is a chunk of data within that chain. In that blockchain.
Right, okay. So we'll come on to what blockchains are, and I guess this is, how does Bitcoin work?
So Bitcoin is a chunk of data which is associated with currency, i.e. something that's to do with money. I mean, the blockchains are used for many other purposes. And so let's take the example of you and I. So if I want to pay for something you've done for me, maybe you've done some music or you've written a book for me or something, I can pay you with a cryptocurrency. So I transfer a chunk of data, which is not a whole Bitcoin because they're worth thousands of dollars, but to you, and then you will then receive that, and then you can use that.
Right. And the difference here is that we're cutting out the middle person, right? So instead of a traditional bank transaction where you might give money to your bank, they give money to my bank, they give money to me, we're passing money just between the two of us. That's the difference.
Exactly. So it's fully decentralized. So that every single transaction that's going on is available for everybody to see. So we're not relying on a middleman.
And where do Bitcoins come from?
Bitcoins are mined. Mined as in found by running through an algorithm that takes actually a lot of energy. Bitcoin algorithm, which was designed many years ago but can be changed in the future, is actually set to mine no more than 21 million of them, which the current calculation is about 2140. So somebody has some computing power somewhere mining these Bitcoins. Then they go into circulation. It costs, at the moment, probably a low number of thousands of dollars to mine it just using computing power, or using electricity to drive computers.
Okay, so you can make Bitcoins.
Correct.
Why bother to use them, this virtual currency, over conventional money?
Because the founders didn't trust the banking system. So they wanted something that was decentralized, so that was effectively in the public domain. So where that effectively it couldn't be lost, it was always there. So that's what it was done originally. I mean, imagine it was probably done for just interest initially, rather than necessarily the fact that it's grown so rapidly into a currency. It's used in 100,000 places around the world.
So this blockchain, this public ledger, this public account of where the data's going between which users, that is blockchain. We hear that Bitcoin is associated with quite a lot of criminal activity. Why is that? What makes it vulnerable to that?
Well, the banking system doesn't know about it. So obviously the banking system and the governments are worried that things could be happening they don't know about. So if you were to obfuscate something, this transaction, although it's in the public domain, you would disassociate your wallet ID, which is how you get at this currency, from yourself, then it could mean that money could be transferred around that is non-traceable. So that's the concern. And it does happen. There are a lot of criminal activities using this.
Okay, so even though this blockchain is a public ledger, you can make yourself or the transactions or who you're transferring money to anonymous.
Yes, but you've got to compare it, say, with $100 bills. There are trillions worth of $100 bills around. Those aren't traced, are they? They have numbers on them, but people don't write them down. So there are plenty of ways for criminals to transfer money around.
But the key point is that Bitcoin isn't regulated? Is that the case?
It's not regulated. It's also very easy to transfer. If you're moving large amounts of currency around, it weighs something. This can be done with an electronic transaction.
I see. Okay. So can Bitcoin go from this digital medium to physical?
It has to, really, because if you think about it, in the end, people can transfer and buy services and products within bitcoins, but at some point you want to bring it out, say, to pay the rent or to pay the food bill or something like that. So there are ATMs. In fact, there are about 100 or so in the UK, and there's 5 or so here in Cambridge, where you can put in a £20 note and get some bitcoins out, or vice versa. So they do translate into real, or what are called fiat currencies.
Ah, okay, okay. And finally, do you think this is something that will last?
I'm absolutely convinced. And being in the investment scene, there are plenty of companies there proposing blockchain and, to some extent, some of the cryptocurrencies. Blockchain, I'm sure, will do. There are a number of reasons why it's better than having other ways of doing it. Cryptocurrencies, I'm not sure. Maybe I've got a bit too much grey hair to believe that that they will have trust will occur there. I suspect it will do in time. And there are signs that the Swiss government and other governments are starting to regulate in such a way that they will become the norm. I don't know when, though.
Right. So Peter Cowley breaking down Bitcoins for us there. Thank you ever so much.